As part of the Adulthood series here on NewsHour, we're talking to five young entrepreneurs from around the world. Today we go to New York to meet Liana Archer, who was just 8 years old when she began using her Haitian great-grandmother's recipe to sell homemade hair care products. She's now 18 and CEO of a six-figure business. I asked Liana what inspired her eight-year-old self to start the business.
It was originally just a product that was strictly for our family. The first product I started to market was my great-grandmother's recipe for a hairdressing, and I've used it growing up, and so many people that I knew wanted to use the same products that I was using in my hair. And it sparked an idea in my mind to market the product, because that was the only way they would be able to use it for themselves. And so from there, I decided to start my company.
So tell me about the product. What is it?
Well, I have a line of products. They're all natural hair and body care products. They pretty much just consist of natural beauty care ingredients such as avocado and hibiscus and almond that promote hair growth and maintain hair growth.
You're 18 now and you're studying at university. What's the state of your business now?
Right now we're grossing about $500,000 a year. I sell mainly online, but I have distributors around the US and in Europe. And I'm working towards getting my product into retail stores soon.
Is there ever a time when you think, how is it possible that this happened? Did people take you seriously when you wanted to make it a business online or even trying to place it in stores? Did anyone ever say to you, oh, you're just too young?
At first, that was one of my biggest challenges. Like you said, it's not every day an eight-year-old decides to start a company. And when I did, a lot of people either thought it was too big a responsibility or that it would be just a phase. And after a month or two, I would move on to my next project, like dance or ballet, something of the sort. But as I got older, people started to realize that this was not just a phase. It was something that I was working and developing, and I was the driving force behind it.
And you are not in any way bored, given that you're now at university. You see yourself as carrying on being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, starting my business has opened so many different doors for me, and it's made opportunities available for me that I probably wouldn't have otherwise.
What would you say then in your motivational speech to a young person who's, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10, who has an idea for a business? What would you say?
I would probably tell them that everything seems impossible until it's done. So if you find something that you're passionate about, pursue it.
That was Liana Archer, student and young entrepreneur, CEO of a six-figure business at the age of 18. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Razia Iqbal. This is NewsHour.